Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is November 5th, 2025, and here are the latest AI updates. This episode is sponsored by Aria. Build and secure your agentic ecosystem on Aria's AI orchestration and security platform. The Deutsche Telekom, NVIDIA, and SAP are building an industrial AI cloud near Munich equipped with 10,000 NVIDIA GPUs and plan to start in the first quarter of 2026. Partners are investing around 1 billion euros in a facility partly built underground for security. The site aims to train and run complex industrial AI models and is part of the Made for Germany initiative with more than 100 partner companies. It seeks to boost Germany's AI compute capacity by roughly 50% and offer a European alternative that keeps corporate data under local control. SAP will provide enterprise application expertise. RxiV now requires that survey and position papers in computer science be already accepted by a journal or conference, with proof submitted before posting. The change aims to curb a large influx of AI-generated studies. RxiV says this is not a change to its terms of service. Previously, moderators sometimes posted non-peer-reviewed papers, judged interesting and from trusted authors. Because volunteer moderators lack the capacity and expertise to vet all submissions, RxiV will rely on external peer review, which better covers privacy, ethics, and safety concerns. A Swedish research team has warned about harmful effects, and other databases and peer reviewers face similar problems.
Ad break.
Feeling AI anxiety? Aria's enterprise AI orchestration platform lets you deploy AI quickly without compromising security or compliance. Give your teams confidence to innovate. Get started for free at aria.com, A-I-R-I-A.com. Amazon told Perplexity to remove its agentic browser Comet from its online store and sent a cease and desist, the company's confirmed. Perplexity says Comet acts with the same permissions as the user and therefore need not identify itself. Amazon disputes that and notes other third-party agents do identify themselves. Amazon says Perplexity could simply identify Comet to resume shopping, but also signals it could block third-party shoppers and points to service provider choice. Perplexity argues Amazon would block bots to protect advertising and placements. A few months ago, Cloudflare accused Perplexity of scraping sites while ignoring opt-outs. Perplexity sometimes hid its identity. The dispute may set a precedent for agentic browsing. Google added agentic capabilities to AI mode so users can book event tickets and beauty and wellness appointments directly from search. Users can ask for specific options. For example, find me 2 cheap tickets for the Shaboozy concert, prefer standing floor tickets, and AI mode searches multiple websites, curates price options, and links to the booking page to finalize purchase. The feature is available to users opted into search labs in the United States, with Google AI Pro and Ultra subscribers receiving higher limits. Agentic features first appeared in August for restaurant reservations. AI mode launched in March and has expanded to more than 180 countries. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.